Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Seattle Mariners and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Seattle Mariners. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Milburn. Batting second. The center fielder, Rupert Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bochy. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dan Meyer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Joe Simpson. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Cox. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Seattle Mariners, Mike Parrott. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The DH, Butch Weiniger. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Redfern now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mariners nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bochy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Simpson reaches second base with a double. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field. Simpson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simpson. Jackson goes all the way around to score. Weiniger moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Borgman moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti scoops it up and throws to first, with Parrott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first, with Redfern covering, for the out. Two outs. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Mariners nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landreau. The throw from Cox and he is safe. Landreau steals second. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landreau moves to third. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landreau tags and scores. Adams tags and moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners nothing. The Mariners will come to bat. Bruce Bakhti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bakhti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bakhti strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Horton scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Redfern covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale. Powell reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jones. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Powell scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Larry Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Beeman pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Charlie Beeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beeman hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Milburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Stein now playing second base. Larry Milburn now playing shortstop. John Montague now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bochy hits a fly ball into left field. Adam settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Weiniger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 6-1, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borgman hits a pop-up towards third. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bakhti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Powell moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Milburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Adams. Meyer reaches second base with a double. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Bob Stinson pinch hits for Larry Cox. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Mariners 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Stinson now catching. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Landreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landreau moves to third. Bombo Rivera pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Wilfong reaches second base with a double. Landreau scores. Rivera moves to third. It's 7-1, Twins. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubbage is walked intentionally. John Castano pinch runs for Mike Cubbage. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Rivera scores. Wilfong moves to third. Castano moves to second. It's 8-1, Twins. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Wilfong scores. Castano moves to third. Jackson moves to second. It's 9-1, Twins. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borgman hits a fly ball into left field. Hale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stein fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Castano scores. Jackson moves to third. Weiniger moves to second. It's 10-1, Twins. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Weiniger tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 11-1, Twins. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Landreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hale. Landreau reaches second base with a double. Weiniger scores. Powell moves to third. It's 12-1, Twins. Rob Dressler now pitching. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Stein reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Mariners 1. The Mariners will come to bat. Bombo Rivera now playing left field. John Castano now playing third base. Mike Marshall now pitching. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 0-for-3 in the game. Milburn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Milburn reaches second base with a double. Stein goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2, Twins. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milburn moves to third. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bochy takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. One out. Dan Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Mariners 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Meyer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Milburn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 12, and the Mariners 2. The Mariners will come to bat. John Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Powell. Hale reaches second base with a double. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stinson strikes out. One out. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stein hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Milburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Milburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Rupert Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 12, and Seattle Mariners, 2. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.